It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Nickel Boys, which tells the story of an African-American boy who has the opportunity to go to the best college, only for it to be destroyed by cops who accuse him of stealing a car, and now he's sent to the segregated reform school, Nickel Academy. The time is the 60s in Jim Crow era Florida, and the kid is Elwood, played by Ethan Hirsi. He acknowledges the place as a hellhole with a sadistic school administrator, played by Hamish Linklater. He can barely see his grandmother, played by Anjani Ellis-Taylor, who struggles to find the lawyer to set him free, and at this point his only friend is Turner, played by Brendan Wilson, who has proven his cynicism when Elwood plans to expose the school of its sins. One of the fascinating filming techniques of Nickel Boys is the way it's filmed in a first-person point of view, mostly from either Elwood or Turner, and we do see the back of Elwood's head in his adult scenes with Davy Diggs playing him. In real life, this academy was called the Dozier Florida School for Boys, which became notorious for abusing students, and in this film, we mostly hear the students getting attacked by their teachers. Based on Colson Whitehead's novel and adapted into a screenplay by director Ramel Ross and Jocelyn Barnes, this is a haunting and vibrant movie. 3.5 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs up for Mufasa, The Lion King, thumbs up for Sonic the Hedgehog 3, thumbs way up for A Complete Unknown, thumbs up for Carry On, and thumbs way up for Nickel Boys. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back for reviews of more new movies, including The Brutalist with Adrian Brody coming to America to form his own American dream, and also The Room Next Door, Pedro Almodovar's first English language feature with Julianne Moore and Tilda Swinton. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.